This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Greg Clark is the CEO of the Bible Society. Their 200-year celebrations have been somewhat hijacked by controversy over a video discussing gay marriage. Greg's on the line now. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Katrina. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, so tell us about the video. What was your goal for it?
Well, it's part of our overall bicentenary celebrations, as you know. We've just turned 200 and everything's gone very well. And we wanted to emphasize that we're here to shed light on people's lives through the scriptures and to lighten their burdens. So this word light has been really important to us. Mm-hmm. The video is one in a series of videos called Keeping It Light, where we tried to model how you could have a conversation between two people who really disagree on a serious issue, but could do it in a light-mannered way with a lot of respect for each other. So that really was the point to what we were doing.
Greg, was this the first one in your series?
It is, yes. So more to come. Stay tuned.
Okay. So why did you start with a topic as controversial and divisive as gay marriage? Did you not sort of think that that might be a bit of a hot potato?
Well, that's what we've got to be able to do as a nation, though, isn't it? Take any difficult topic that people disagree on really seriously and talk about it in a civil manner, bring in all the angles that people want to use to talk about it, which includes the Bible and Christianity for many people, and come out of that with a clear understanding of each other's viewpoints and enough of an explanation of the topic for people to make up their own minds. So we're happy to dig into the difficult issues, but we just want to keep the tone as light and respectful as possible.
So have you been surprised by all the attention that this has generated?
I guess I've been surprised how people have attacked Coopers. That really was never our intention. Of course, they didn't sponsor the video. It's not a Coopers campaign. It was a Bible Society video. It happened to feature the bicentenary beer that Coopers has provided for us as a gift for our 200th celebrations. So poor Coopers has been, exposed to, I guess, some real hate online. And that bit does surprise me, that people so quickly turn against something. It seems pretty obvious to me that a lot of people haven't actually watched the video, but are still happy to comment on it because the comments just don't line up with what the two people in the video actually say.
Oh, well, that's always the case when you write an article and people comment on it. It's like, well, just read the article. Anyway.
I've heard it's like headline commentary. So once you read the headline, you think you've got enough to comment on Facebook.
Sure. The other side of this, though, has been on social media, some Christians wanting to know why you're teaming up with a brewery, because some people feel that's not an appropriate, you know, partnership for the Bible Society to have. What's your comment on that?
Yeah, that's a very fair question, and Christians have very different views on alcohol. For us, Coopers, through their foundation, have been a supporter of our work for a very long time. They support Christian causes, and they've given us money to provide Bibles to the Defence Force through their chaplaincy networks. So they've been a long-term partner of ours. It wasn't a new thing. And this really was just a way of celebrating and marking our turning 200. We're not promoting beer. We're really trying to promote the Bible and the impact of taking the Bible seriously.
Are you concerned, though, from a business perspective, that this might make it harder for other Christian organisations to gain the support of corporate donors who may worry about, you know, backlash down the track when they're shown, oh, you supported this organisation or that organisation who have that view?
I hope not, because we really need a robust Australia that is able to deal with people having different perspectives, and some people will support one and some will support another. So I'd be really disappointed if this becomes, you know, a way of silencing those kinds of partnerships and connections between businesses and causes. I mean, what I don't like is when it's only one cause that you're allowed to support as a business. We really ought to be mature enough to be able to cope with different causes being out there and discussed, and it all being part of the Australian culture of, you know, a fair go.
Well, have there been any positives to come out of this for you so far?
Oh, heaps of positives. It's been wonderful. I mean, we really have sort of elevated the discussion into a new space, and people are coming to see what the Bible Society is all about, which is terrific. We haven't changed our focus. We're still about getting the Bible into everyone's hands, translating it into the languages of the world, and advocating that it's the good book and that if you pay attention to it, your life will really benefit from it. So for us, that's been a really good outcome.
Well, I suggest you might get quite a few viewers on the next video when you put it out.
Well, let's hope so. And stay tuned. We're trying to keep the cat in the bag on that one, but there should be more to come.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Greg Clark, CEO of the Bible Society. We've been discussing their 200-year celebrations and particularly this controversy over their latest video.